Ranson Chamber Legislative Affairs Committee meeting. So, here comes Jim, so. As he gets off the phone there, okay, we'll have a talk.
Let me do some checking. I gotta run. I'm in the meeting. I'm in the meeting right now, but let me find out real fast.
Thanks.
We're here.
We are.
Yep. Tongue hanging out and a little bit out of breath.
Okay.
What you got for us, Renee?
We need to talk about the light situation.
Right.
What we want to do there.
That's why I put it on there. I know that we had talked in the past. We moved some stringers. You got some feedback that we want to make sure we're all on the same page before we start pulling lights out. So, anyway, that's what I put on the agenda so we can talk through that.
Jim, I walked down this morning and her markings have been
removed again.
Yes.
Removed and things, and so there wasn't.
Okay.
And I didn't get the message until just a few minutes before. Well, I met Renee in the hall, and before the the schedule meeting. So I
who's tearing those off?
I suppose that's probably the deputies down there.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, I didn't get to see what was recommended.
So, how do we want to progress, move forward here? Chuck, your thoughts?
Well, I saw the tags on there, I don't know if it was a week ago, I think it was, could have been 2 weeks ago, but anyway, they were quite different than what we talked about, and they didn't look good to me, so I figured we need to talk about it again. I didn't think to mention it to Renee until just now if we could find our plans for the courthouse. You know, it's got all that laid out. We could look at it. I took my tape out there and measured them and tried to come up with a plan, and I've got some scratchings, but I don't know. Might be good to have the plan and then maybe go there and look at them again. But
just all walk. Accomplish more. Just all of us walk down there once sometime. I don't think we got time today, but just walk down there and just say this is the way it should be, and that leaves her with it.
Right. A couple of things. And the last time Renee and I looked was the aesthetic look, and having make sure we had poles, a pole on the end corner to mark the corner of the street where Shorty Cooper comes and intersects, and trying to keep that same rough space. It looked like they doubled them up as they went further down.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to keep that same space, but making sure it doesn't look too goofy. So I think at one time we looked, and the last one I was with you when we start marking things again, it's not perfect, but I didn't want to. I mean, my thing was I'd rather it not look too goofy and keep aesthetic. But maybe what you can do, Renee, is whatever we do mark it with chalk on the ground so we don't.
I did. I put a little black mark on the concrete so I wouldn't get confused.
Okay.
And so
that's probably still there then.
It is still
there.
Okay. Yeah. Went down and actually looked, you know, for the tape.
Sure.
And looked for the marks and this, that. But now, Jim, the main thing that I think, and I think you're on the right page, is we want one on the end of the building
where
Shorty Cooper's at. We also want that one as you walk in to
by the sidewalk,
the sheriff's office right there
by the ramp, and
those two are the main ones, and then the others, if we can make them work out evenly.
And I think that's what we're trying to do. But I mean, Chuck, if you've got markings or however you want to do it, I mean, I'm open. I mean, I'm not selling anything. I just the two things was one by the ramp and one on the corner is really the two that I was really trying to, one or two by the sidewalk, and however aesthetically we can make it work. Because it should save us, I think that each one of them costs us about $50 a month to operate. So even if we pull down four, it'll save the county $200. I think if I did the numbers right, I can't remember exactly the number, but it's like $50 a light is what it costs us to operate per month.
Yeah.
So,
and I thought that, you know, the way that you and I had marked those, I think that I think that was the best way.
It's not perfect, and that's the problem. But I'd like to see what Chuck had to do, and then let's just, you know, I think you're on vacation next week, aren't you?
I am.
So, how are we going to do this? I mean, if you want to, Chuck, if you have time with Renee, you can.
Well, I think Danny's.
We wait the week after.
Yeah, I think we ought to wait.
Okay.
Danny's got the best idea if we're all there. And
okay, we'll just agree something
on it.
Back.
Okay.
I know we're out of time. There were some other things I had on my agenda list that I was going to talk about. Let's just drop that, and you just. So I don't have anything else to talk about. I know you had some stuff, and Chuck had some stuff.
Okay. Can I talk about something else, or?
My stuff was actually, I think, moved till next week.
Okay.
I didn't have anything.
Okay.
I didn't.
I'd like to mention real fast about the extension center roof. I don't know where to go on that. It's going to be probably about $6,500. And so I think we could get by without doing the roof, but you all need to make that decision.
Who have you had look at it?
I had
a couple estimates, right?
Yeah, Tri-Lakes Roofing and Finley Roofing.
Friendly?
Finley.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do we have capital improvement budget?
Well, we kind of, Chuck and I had talked about this, and this was not in the budget to do this roof.
Right.
And I don't have any in mind.
Okay. We have some capital improvement money in a line item somewhere.
The question that I've got is, trying to make the decision whether, if we don't do it this year, is there going to be harm done?
Right.
And if it's going to ruin our building,
right,
or, you know, cause damage in the building, we'd be better to take some money out of that account that wasn't planned for it and fix it.
Okay.
But
well,
I don't know that anybody has said, yeah, it's going to cause damage or not.
It doesn't leak.
It's just old.
It's just old, and we don't know if there's any damage underneath the roof. That's how bad that, you know, that it is.
That it looks.
That it looks.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. It can look perfect with the shingles on it, and when you pull the shingles off, you might have to replace plywood or even joists or trusses or whatever, you know. The top part of it, but anyway, that part of it, if it's not leaking right now, I think that's probably something we ought to go down and I've visited with Wayne a couple of times. He's never mentioned the roof situation, so it's not like it's an emergency,
right? That was just one thing. He had sent me a list,
mm-hmm,
and that
of
was
things
one
that
thing
he needed
on, right.
I know we got to deal with parking down there, so that's probably another little field trip. As we walk down and do the lights, we'll just walk down and look that roof over.
That'd be fun. You want us to do that, then,
yeah,
guys?
Let's just
walk
down
45 minutes and do that whole thing when you get back from vacation?
Okay,
yeah.
That'll be fine.
Yeah, just walk down through there and look it over and see what's...
Sounds like a plan. Sounds good.
Anything for me?
Nothing I know of.
Nothing.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, phone, that was the other thing I was going to tell them about this morning at our legislative conference.
Ready to start?
I guess so. Come on up. We're okay. A couple minutes ahead of 11, but close enough. We, the Branson Chamber of Commerce has a monthly committee on legislative affairs. Jim and I were at this morning, and very valuable meeting. You guys would always be welcome, anybody. They tell you lots of things going on, and frankly, I forgot. We were rushed, and I was going to bring this issue up to them.
Yeah.
I forgot to.
Well, they don't want to know where everything is going on.
Yeah, you might not.
Is it every Monday?
It's every month, once a month.
Friday morning. At 8:30, and they move either from, well, today is it actually at Indian Point, but generally it's at the Tri-Lakes Board of Realtors and then the Branson Chamber. They go back and forth. If I can remember, I'll send you all a note out when it's coming up, because they talk about all, well, legislative issues, and pretty It's one of the most informative meetings that I attend. Yes.
That was a big discussion today. I mean, we normally can get in and out of the meeting in an hour and a half, and it took an hour and a half just to get through the federal people and the state people because of all the budget. I mean, we have representatives from, you know, from Kit Bond's office, from Roy Blunt's, from Claire McCaskill. They all speak, and then Jack Goodman or his representative, then Nita Jane and Maynard usually speak. And normally we can get through that in about 15 to 20 minutes, and an hour and a half into it, we're running out of time, and we haven't even started yet. But there's so many House bills, and budget was the biggest thing they just talked about. Every bill that's just zapping us.
Who runs that meeting?
Chip Mason. It's the Branson Chamber.
Okay.
Is it Beth? No, Monica. Monica out of the Branson Chamber, she can put you on the email list, and you can just get emailed anytime what the agenda is going to be. It's a pretty standard agenda. I mean, but we have a lot of people in that group that has probably grown to about 30, 40 people now. From Clean Water Commission, I'm not Clean Water Commission, but the Ozark Water Watch, Dr. Moore, Lake Water Quality Group, they speak, the Corps speaks. So, I mean, it's valuable, but it goes long. So,
well, I'm kind of surprised that they didn't have anything on this because we had learned that House Bill 669, which is our wireless funding bill, is going to go to the vote. And that just came up within the last two or three days that we got word on that. So I believe it's going to go to the ballot in November.
Really?
So we might be really in a good position for that. However, the directors, 911 directors of Missouri, has no funding, and we really recognize that it is a it's an educational issue with our state, with our public, and that we need to try and bring on maybe some corporate funding to help get the word out, get the message out to the public, whether that be billboards or newspapers or even television time or whatever we can do to get that word out that Missouri is the only state left. That does not have wireless funding.
What House Bill or Senate Bill did you say it was?
669.
669, okay.
So bring me up to speed on that just a little. What will that mean if it passes? It'll go to a vote, you say?
It'll actually go to the vote of the public. We were kind of curious whether that would happen in the basically in the Senate, but they decided that they put it out to the public to vote on. So,
wow.
It doesn't extend the current tax from landlines. You have to have a new vote.
New vote for mobile devices. And I don't know what.
That's correct. That I believe is the wording for that.
Because I know they can't use the wording was so important to some of the lobbyists and special interest groups that they had to do something creative on the whole deal. But so it looks like it's going to go to a vote.
It as it stands now. Yes,
wow.
That's correct.
Okay.
So how does that revise our plan, Kent?
For us, for Taney County?
Yeah. What y'all brought us the other day.
And we have not even met as far as our 911 advisory team hasn't met yet on this particular. But we're going to, as a chair and Jimmy and Nathan here, it's my proposal that we not wait at this point to collect those funds up to the 15%. That we continue to make for certain that we're able to pay our bills, anything that would happen with hardware, issues that we would need to replace until those funds could become available. Then you could always roll it back to 10% or zero it out if you felt like that would, you know, really help our taxpayers. But I just want to be careful that we don't skip a beat. In our revenue and currently, as you can see the figures, more is going out than actually is coming in, and it's not going to get any better. And it's just some real tough times. However, in your favor, you don't have to necessarily go to the vote of the people because the people have already voted on that 15%.
Come up to the mic here, Mr. Sheriff, or have a seat with Bob, whatever.
I'm probably gonna be going against what Kent said there.
Okay.
Different opinion.
Different opinion.
Yep.
In light of this bill, if it's going to go to a vote in November, we've got enough funding to, we can continue at our current rate for approximately 3 to 4 years. I would say we need to be ready after the November vote, that if it doesn't pass to where we collect on the cell phones, that we are ready then to step in and do the tariff increase possibly. But I don't think, I don't think we need to be doing the tariff increase at this time if it's going to the vote in November.
Your estimate is we could get along for 3 years.
We're spending approximately $150,000 more per year than we're bringing in, and we currently have right at $600,000 sitting in the bank. Now, of course, our spending compared to our revenue is going to continue decreasing as landlines continue to decrease. So, but 3 to 4 years is what we're looking at before we're completely out.
Jimmy, what I have a concern with, and the only concern that I have in this situation, is if we increase now, doesn't that, there's so many people that use only their cell phones for their communication factor, and landlines will, are we encouraging, if we increase the tax on the landlines for the people that are in the middle that are just fixing to switch over to the cell phones, to switch to a cell phone operated system, and you lose the tax dollars and the revenue on your landlines even more?
Yeah, and like I said, I'm in light of what Kent brought forward this morning, I'm not in favor of increasing now. But Danny, the increase is what, 60 cents per household? So, I mean, we're not talking about anything if they're going to save a lot. You know, another 60 cents.
I'm a residential line.
Yeah, but
I don't think that would be the case. But
I'm just kind of wondering if that if.
And I'm one of them that's just done just what you said. Yeah. I don't have a landline at home. Mm-hmm.
And it's fixing to get worse. I don't know if you know this, not the SafeCom, but the Missouri residents that are in a financial bracket can apply for a free cell phone that they're giving out, and we're losing more and more. And that you're exactly right. That might.
Yeah, even at the current budget, next year we may be spending $175,000 to $200,000 more than what we're, because of the loss of revenue. Even if we don't increase our budget any. So.
Right. I just know so many people that are, and especially with the technology on the cell phones and things, that they'd rather spend the little extra and go with cell phone for the main phone for the house as to use the landline, mm-hmm. which defeats your purpose because you're increasing the tax on some and you're losing part of it. You see what I'm
Unfortunately, I'm coming from? At this point, that's the only revenue option we have.
Yeah,
right. I've heard the same comment twice after we met the other day, that you may encourage people to switch that are kind of on the fence, and you might lose what you were hoping to gain. So
they're having a hearing. I'm just pulling this up right now from yesterday. They're having a hearing Tuesday at 1:30. So I don't know if it's in stone yet to go to the vote of the people. They have changed the language for it to go before the vote of the people is what it says here. Now, and I don't know if this is, I've always understood it was 669, and here it says Senate Bill 966, so you better write that down and make sure that that is, that's the correct on it. I don't know if that's a typo on their part or misinformation on mine, so.
Senate Bill 966?
966.
It's flip-flop from the 669 House Bill, right?
It looks like...
That's the one I'm pulling up right here.
Of course, if you got to be in the right state, because that's pharmaceutical in California.
Yeah.
So, yes, 966, it modifies the provision pertaining to enhanced 911 services.
But so, it's not.
No, that's not the one.
It hadn't been decided yet.
Yeah, it looks like it creates the Line of Duty Compensation Act, which provides additional workers' compensation benefits.
Okay. So go to the 66. I thought that looked like a typo. I was like, where'd they get them turned around? So try that 669.
Well, maybe not. There's a couple things on there.
Okay. Maybe oh, you know what?
They tied some other things to it. They're going to also part of the bill is to create a per phone service of 25 cents to $1. That's the variable per cell phone to pay for the 911. So that's what this request is.
It's interesting because what I heard at different meetings, and one this Monday in Jefferson City, that we weren't going to get nothing. I mean, you say we weren't going to do anything. So interesting how things change quickly. But
we've had two different groups that's really been helping push this. MONENA, which is the Missouri chapter of Emergency Number Association, and the APCO group, which is Associated of Public Communicators. Highway Patrol, most of all their communication centers are certified through APCO. Anyway, we've had several a couple of different companies that are really trying to push getting this through, and they failed and failed and failed and brought it to the voters three times already, and it's failed. But each time we really feel like it's a lack of education to the public about what's in store. I mean, I think, Danny, years ago, everybody thought landlines will always be there and support our current 911 system. But as we see, it's continuing to grow.
Yeah. Well, it's just an embarrassment to the state that
it
we're
is.
The only state that hadn't participated in this. I wonder if now in our discussions at the commission meeting, this tax that they're talking about, is this a tax on the phone when it's bought, or is this a monthly tax?
Monthly.
So they discussed a phone tax, because everybody that has a phone has a termination period on that phone, cell phone. And there was a discussion about a dollar fee tax on cell phones plus along with the monthly charge fee. And so let me
kind of read you the bill summary real fast, because I've got
this. This is very important, this bill coming up at this point in our decision making.
So the Senate bill 966 changes a couple of things. It changes the advisory board, which is 8 members now. It would change it and reduce it to number it would reduce the number to 7. That's the first thing it would do. And then also what it would do would be create some additional training dollars for the 911 coordinators. Some of that money would be. And then also it looks like part of this, I guess they're calling it an act, part of this act would be second and third class counties would have to do a physical consolidation of PSAPs by 75% in 10 years. So that's one of the adjustments. And all first-class counties and charter counties would have to reduce their physical consolidation by 50% in 10 years. So if you're whatever you are, you have to reduce to half of what we are. And then you'd have to show that you've done it, and then that would work. And then the other thing would be this act removes the requirement that voters must approve the imposition of the fee on wireless service providers. So it does a bunch of things.
Repeat that last one again.
The act removes the requirement that this has to go to the voters. So this then makes it, that's how they can do it without going to the vote of the people.
Through a legislative act.
Through a legislative act, they can do this and create the fee, is what it says.
Jim, would you mind repeating the first class county information?
Sure. Part of this act, because it's not a part of this act would be second and third class counties would have to do a physical consolidation of PSAPs by 75% in 10 years, and first class counties and charter counties would have to do a physical consolidation of PSAPs by 50% in 10 years. So whatever we have, we'd have to reduce by 50% is what they're saying. and this is a summary, so I don't know if there's a minimum number. I know that when I was talking to Griesheimer, he said first-class counties and charter counties, he would want at least, he said two per first-class county, because he said there's just no reason to go less than two. But he says there's some third-class counties that have three and four PSAPs. So I know that he, Griesheimer, was looking to consolidate, but this, like I said, this is a consolidation, so there may be some not to be below two, but I don't know the answer to that. But that, this would be in this, it looks like they found a way to do it without having to do a vote of the people. So if this Senate Bill 966 passes, that's what they would do.
Would that, I don't know how many members you guys are here, but you've got a group here to speak to that. Would that be satisfactory if that passes, or are you looking, is that a satisfactory solution to this problem?
Well, we got representatives from both primary PSAPs here, and, you know, I don't know. You know, I couldn't.
And then this is with the funding.
It's with the funding.
For the cell phones, yeah.
Up to a dollar per cell phone.
In November.
Yeah, it would take effect August 28th, 2010.
So it'd be quicker than that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, this would... This
I'm curious as to why they're saying reducing the PSAPs by half. That makes I don't know that they know what they're talking about
funding.
There.
Is it funding? They're going to reduce the funding that, like...
No, I've spent some time with Griesheimer, and his biggest thing is he found what's her name? I want to say Betty White, but it's not Betty White. It's from
Betty Knight.
Betty Knight. She's been the county commissioner who's going to be working from the county side. And she was saying that there's some first-class counties that have three, four, five PSAPs. There's some third-class counties that have two, three, and four PSAPs. And Griesheimer was not supported anything that didn't have a reduction or a more reasonable PSAP.
I wonder if they're actually talking about, like, if Hollister had one, if Branson had one, if Forsyth had one, and not actually the actual, because what we call PSAPs is just, like, we've got...
Public service answering points, but they're saying physical is what they're saying.
Yeah, we've got four in our office.
Okay.
So.
Barnett's is the sponsor. Barnes, B-A-R-N-I-T-Z.
I'm surprised they didn't come from Crawwell. Crawwell's a senator down in southeast Missouri.
Right.
That he wanted only five primary PSAPs in the state, period.
I heard that too.
And all four corners and central, and then that was it. And I don't know if that's where this other one was birthed out of that thinking. Of course, he's a lame duck, so he's kind of making his little stamp before he goes, and that's it.
Well, my thought is, with this activity, I'd like to kind of wait till after at least the session, because we don't have to wait till August, because they only have three or four more weeks of session, and then it's over.
Yeah.
And what I'd like to see is, let's get through that session and revisit it. If nothing gets done...
The problem I see with that is, if they want you to cut in half, we've got, like, we're the primary, Branson's our secondary.
Right.
Many times we have had construction going on where they cut the lines and we can't answer, or Branson can't answer, and we have to take their calls. If we cut it in half and eliminate one or the other, and you don't have a backup, and one of those construction accidents happen, you're without 911.
And see, that's what Griesheimer was saying. He said he always thought that no less than two in the first class in the charter counties, because that's where the population is. But I don't,
it's worked many times where we've, in a storm situations and stuff where the lines go down, that the backup has really been necessary. Well, yeah, but the Mac, you're talking still about doing without 911 for 2 hours until you bring it over and get it set up. And then if you don't have if you're setting it up on the same lines that went down, you're still messed up. The Mac won't work if you've only got one area to bring 911 into.
Well, I'd like to wait until after the session's concludes.
Okay. When did they say that it's going to be complete? Or
if the act passes, which has to be in this session, which is the next 3 to 4 weeks, the session's over. August 28th is the effective date, is what the bill states.
So we got 3 or 4 weeks that we could put this off till...
Put it off or go help get it pushed through.
And that's, I think that's where we need to focus our attention right now is to getting this legislation pushed through. We've always got a backup we can come to if it's necessary, and we don't want to run completely out of money in case of emergency situations. But,
right.
But if we can focus on this and see if it gets, try to get it pushed through.
Well, we're closer than ever. So right. 3 or 4 weeks is not going to be a...
And our goal is to get statewide, not... No.
Right, right. And I think that, as I made mention the other day, this has been brought up at every commissioner's meeting since I've been in office.
Yeah.
That MAC we meeting. Go to every MAC meeting and everywhere else. So.
We've been working on it since 2000.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm going to draw my conclusion for 3 or 4 weeks anyway, and then we'll try to.
I would definitely agree on that. I would until we see where the dust settles up there. I mean,
and we can get a hold of our MAC people, our legislators, lobbyists, right. MAC, and see what their take on this bill is. Because
Sean, how do you feel about the that or?
I concur with where you guys are headed. Absolutely. I would definitely encourage you, though, to say something to the public so they're aware if we're going to support that, that it's coming up and to watch for.
Right.
Okay.
You know, that's basically the message that has been lost is taxes versus life-saving 911 service. The message somewhere there has been lost with the public. So we need to get out and push that, and if nothing else, this commission try to get the news media more
educated
would be the word, but you're not educating the news media, you're educating the people
right.
through the news media, but they need to push it, have it something wrote up on it every week till the time passes, so...
Well, look in the position that we were in, and we weren't even really aware of the changes and what where this was headed, and that it could come up in the next 3 to 4 weeks. So if we're not aware, then, you know the public's not.
Right.
Would we want to ask someone to kind of be a point person to get look at it a little more, find out where it is here in the next week, and then go to all the cities and anybody that'll listen to us?
Tammy also has told me now we have a link on the county website through her department for the save911.org. And so if you can kind of throw that out there where people can log in, maybe you're talking to several groups that may be able to log into that, and it will speak about that need and what our problem is.
We need to find out. I know we've already talked about the people that are pushing it on the legislative side. We, as a commission, need to write some letters, I think. I think we need to push forward with the legislative body that has finally decided. Now, I'm just putting it like that. They finally decided to take some action. So we need to support those people that are taking that action and write a letter of support to them.
And they can do it. They did it without the vote of the people when you dispose of your batteries or you dispose of your tires. You know, they passed that without any vote of the people, and they have the power and capability to do that and recognize that that is a problem, just like they did. And
not so only write letters, but when a hearing's come up, we'd all be up there walking the halls with them.
Right.
The problem is, I think, to be honest, there may be fees involved with some of the DNR stuff, and it may be the actual cost of doing what they're doing, or less than the actual cost. Whereas when you're talking about a 911 service for cell phones, will it be considered a fee or will it be considered a tax in the Hancock Amendment? How would that apply? And don't they have to go out to a vote of the people? Can it be extended from landlines to cell phones? Is that a new tax or is it an expand? I mean, you got the Hancock Amendment to deal with, is all I'm saying.
Well, I mean, since I'm kind of the legislative guy for MAC, I can at least find out from a position of where MAC stands on this and if this thing actually is the right bill, because there may be more than one bill floating out there, which a lot of times there is. But, I mean, I can at least do some of that research and send an email to everyone who's here.
That'd be good.
Just to give you an update, and then we can find out when there's hearings and all that and see how we want to be represented there. I mean, it's a statewide issue, so, I mean, there's a lot of counties looking at this. There's a lot of counties, like I said, Platte County up near Kansas City, they're funding their 911, I think, $600,000 a year for the last multiple years just to keep their 911 going.
And if you can find that out, and if it is the bill that we want to push and everything, then I can get the Sheriff's Association behind it.
Okay.
And we're losing ground with some of these counties that have introduced the sales tax. We're able to put it into sales tax. Well, you know, their big push, isn't helping us, for those. Another thing I was going to ask, Bob, is we were wondering about the language on the ballot. The original ballot that we had is actually stated per line and didn't know if we could do something on a local level, even if that didn't go that way.
You had sent me an email about your opinion on it and what you felt like was the next step. And the ballot language, our ballot language back from 91, of being, was it specific to landlines or was it also inclusive of cell phones?
I don't think it particularly specifically said landlines. However, it does talk about tariffs and other things, which I think that a person reading the entire thing can legitimately say this applied to landlines and not to cell phones. Can you make the argument the other way? Yes. Do you want to do that? My advice would be no, you don't. You're really pushing the envelope. And
we should have a long time ago if we were going to,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Well, you look at the date and time of 91, whenever it was in, there wasn't that many cell phones around.
There wasn't that many. No. We didn't see it coming.
I'd say you're being reckless. You're not crossing all your T's and dotting all your I's if you go forward and try to do that. I would not try to collect a tax based upon that ballot language. I would certainly want to have something more specific for cell phones. I'm not saying you wouldn't get away with it, but, it's not something I would suggest. It wouldn't be my legal advice.
Okay.
All right.
And I agree with that. I know the ballot language was pretty vague. I mean, we have copies of it here. But as much time has passed, if we could have done this in 94 or 95, probably we could have done it a lot easier than we're trying to do it today. So. All right, John.
What else?
Tom?
Well, we got Sean here. Yeehaw! You got another 400, right?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
That's great. I was at Hollister's council meeting last night, and they were talking about, some of the equipment and this and that. So. Appreciate your work.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
We've got something at 11:30 here, if I can find out what it is.
Well, actually, it's what you just brought up, I think.
Oh, is that right? Is that why you're here?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no, I'm here for this. But also.
Oh, okay.
Here's the deal on that. Within the last 48 hours, I received a request to do some sort of intergovernmental agreement relating to the law enforcement software grant. I've got something drafted. I would really like some time to meet with Sean to talk about it some, to come up with something a little bit better. I mean, I can read what I have here.
When's the deadline, Bob?
His deadline is today in order to get it on for the 22nd review session so that it can get in for May. Otherwise, it's June 8th before you can get it approved.
So what do we need to do? Just give you authority?
What time does he need to have it today in order to...
I just need it by Monday, so any time today would be fine. And this is one of those things that kind of hit us from behind. I wasn't expecting, but the government, each government agency that's entering into a contract for this software is wanting an agreement to support them entering into that contract based on the money that's coming down through the county. That's the basis for this agreement.
Well, if we would make a motion for approval of the contract or the, and you guys can get that worked out, the exact language, and make a motion to approve it.
Bob hates those motions.
I hate those motions.
Well,
because you're delegating it to me, and I don't like that.
Can we just do a table this until 4 o'clock today, and we'll just call in?
Yeah, and I can email this to each of you, and you can approve or not approve at that point in time calling in. I've got something now, but I've got some blanks to fill in, and I've got some questions for Sean Barnwell, because this can't contradict in any way the license software and services agreement that we have, and that's quite a long document, nor can it contradict the terms of the grant itself. So there's some provisions that I need to put in and some questions that I need to ask Sean about regarding that.
You guys mind table until 4?
I mean, fine.
Is that too much time? I mean, when do you need it?
How much time you need?
1 o'clock?
I think.
Sean, you got time to sit down with him?
Yes, sir.
So you could work.
1:30 would be fine with me.
Can you see 1:30? How about 2?
Hey, I'd like somebody to pat me on the back because I saw this coming yesterday. I mean, it's not like it just came today. You understand.
Yes, and I've got to apologize for the late notice. I really do.
How about, let's move it to 2 o'clock because I may have a commitment that may run through 1:30.
Okay, 2 o'clock's fine.
So I move that we table intergovernmental agreement discussions till 2 o'clock today, which is
April.
April 16th. Sorry about that.
Second. Questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion
Thank you.
Carries. All right.
Do we have anything else right now?
Or? Yeah, we got a diesel grant, I think, at 11:35.
Diesel grant. We also have the resolution for College of the Ozarks.
Oh, yes. All right. Did you all get to see that?
I read it over. I have it. It looked pretty harmless. I mean, basically the state's cut some funding, and they want a resolution, Danny, that basically says we don't agree with that cut.
Yeah.
What it's done, it's taken, it's affected the students to get the ability to get, I guess, student loans.
Student loans, tuition.
Is that right? Is it tuition?
Well, it's, I don't know.
It's not tuition, though.
It'd be financial aid.
That's what it is.
Because otherwise, the state can't give money directly to a religious institution because it violates the Constitution. But federal aid or aid to students who are attending college, wherever that may be, isn't necessarily giving to a religious institution.
It's federal aid on tuition. Yeah. It was on the news last night.
So it's a different matter.
My understanding, it's the focus is for, private. So it affects C of O, it affects Drury. Drury would be
right.
highly affected.
So. What's the name, Bob, of the student loan that I'm trying to think of?
Pell Grants?
The Pell Grants are affected. The
I don't know who all was affected. I just knew
it was on the news
wide
last
sweeping.
Night. Yeah.
Callaway County, I think, has kind of helped get this rolling.
Well, I make a motion that we send a letter of resolution.
How about just adopt that resolution? They wrote it for us. It's a standard, and it looked, I mean, I read through it. It's one of those whereases, but basically we're saying we're against it.
Yeah.
So you want a motion to accept it?
Yes.
I'll second Danny's motion to accept the resolution that C of O provided us the template.
Well, let's not say who provided it. Just we're
sorry. Strike that from my comments.
We're approving
the resolution
as presented.
That's my second, Danny's motion.
Questions, comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. And we'll get that, ask the staff to type that up and sign it.
Who faxed it to us?
Elizabeth somebody from the college.
But they can email it to us and we can just not have to reach out.
Oh, yeah. I've got.
Does it have signature lines for us the way we need them?
No.
But we can modify
the signature lines. Yeah.
I'll. You have a copy of it upstairs or downstairs?
Yep.
I can't remember what I did with my copy.
I can't get online for some reason down here.
I can.
My cell phone won't work right up here. I can go out there in the hall and it works good.
Oh, just under administrative while Linda's still talking here.
is our previous Alltel / Verizon rep who recently left the company to go to Sprint never did what he promised us to do. And so Nikki is bird-dogging the new rep, and the rep's coming down here to help us get those wireless extenders put in the judicial facility.
That'd be great.
They, if you remember, originally they said that they were going to do that. None of that paperwork was ever filled out, so we never got the survey. That's why we never got the equipment. So Nikki's working with that person. She had just told me that she was hosting that person. And just another tidbit of information, the learning curve here. If your cell phone, any BlackBerry, decides to break, there, which I've gone through a couple since then just because speakers had broken, you can transfer all the data yourself versus going to the store now. And actually, you have more ability at your desktop than they do at the store. They've taken some ability. They feel like there's a liability with the emails and text messages, so they won't transfer those anymore. So the software you can download for free and transfer for free. It's very, very easy. That's how I did the last one. Because
it's easy for you to say.
It's very easy. Backup, restore. That simple.
Cool.
So,
what are you connected to down here?
I don't know. Linda, you're up. Oh, we're dancing up here.
The diesel grant? Is that what we're...
Yes, that's next.
I thought that needed to be Springfield today.
It does. It just needs to be signed. So I got Bob to review it. I asked Bob to review it. And
you see him roll his eyes? For those listening in, Paulson rolled his eyes.
I heard rocks rattling at first.
There was something noisy.
We won't say when.
Yeah. He didn't receive it till yesterday.
Well, did you sleep last night?
Mr. Preston gave me the grant on the 13th. I worked on it at home for several hours, putting it together and completing it. The next day, I made an appointment with Ms. Redford and took it over to her to review, and then got it to Bob Possum to review.
Can I have till 2 o'clock on this, or is that a problem?
Motion to table. Oh, wait, is that a problem?
It's due by 5, and I've got to get it there. So
I can have till 2.
Till 2.
All right, motion to table the diesel grant till 2 o'clock today.
Second. Where's there? You got to have it.
Springfield?
Springfield.
By 5.
By 5.
So you,
3 hours to get there from here.
Okay.
And
because Jeff City, you might be pushing it pretty hard.
No. If it's 4:30, we may have to get the sheriff involved.
That's right.
So as I look at what he's flipping through there, and he's again, and you guys are again, motions to accept those grants or documentation of the grants on approval of our attorney, I just wanted to make that comment that I would like to have done that on this particular case.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Thank you.
That does conclude another day of broadcasting, sir.
And I just want to say that I probably should have been working on this stuff last night. I went to the Hollister City Hall last night for the passing of the guard, or changing of the guard, passing of the torch. From Hal Keeter to Mr. Honey, and Chuck represented us well and read the resolution, and Hollister gave him a resolution and a plaque, and it was really kind of nice to be there for Dr. Keeter's retirement from the Board of Aldermen.
I'm glad you were there. There weren't a whole lot of people there. I was thankful you were there.
Good.
Okay, we'll recess.